Today I'm announcing a series of steps the United States will take to stay ahead of the challenge posed by Iran and North Korea's development of longer-range ballistic missile capabilities. The United States has missile defense systems in place to protect us from limited ICBM attacks, but North Korea in particular has recently made advances in its capabilities and is engaged in a series of irresponsible and reckless provocations. Specifically, North Korea announced last month that it conducted its third nuclear test, and last April displayed what appears to be a Rogue Mobile ICBM. It also used its Taipodong 2 missile to put a satellite into orbit, thus demonstrating progress in its development of long-range missile technology. In order to bolster our protection of the homeland and stay ahead of this threat, we are taking four steps. First, we will strengthen homeland missile defense by deploying 14 additional ground-based interceptors, GBIs, at Fort Greely, Alaska. That will increase the number of deployed ground-based interceptors from 30 to 44, including the four GBIs at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. These additional GBIs will provide a nearly 50% increase in our missile defense capability. Second, with the support of the Japanese government, we are planning to deploy an additional radar in Japan. This second TPY-2 or TPY-2 radar will provide improved early warning and tracking of any missile launched from North Korea at the United States or Japan. Third, as directed by Congress, we are conducting environmental impact studies for a potential additional GBI site in the United States. While the administration has not made any decision on whether to proceed with an additional site, conducting environmental impact studies will shorten the timeline for construction should that decision be made.